Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, Tom Hanks gives us rule number one: never eat a breakfast burrito before skydiving. Victoria Beckham answers Ellen's extra spicy burning questions. Our young friend and presidential guru Macy Hensley talks to the candidates at the Democratic National Debate. And one lucky listener.
One.
Lucky listener one. Of our podcast, which is called
Andy and Friends.
Ellen on the Go.
Is going to win 12 days of giveaways.
What do they have to do?
We'll tell you at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll tell you during the podcast what you have to do. Now,
what if you search Andy and Friends? You'll find nothing, right?
Probably a hashtag. I'm sure that Andy fan page has.
Maybe that's how you get the sweatshirt. I'm not sure.
I'm Ed Glavin.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Kevin A. Lehman II. I'm currently Googling Andy and Friends.
And now, if it sounds like we're doing our podcast from a train station today.
Subway.
Funnily enough.
There's a reason for that.
What is that?
We've just decided to change it up and leave the door open to our office.
So generally we close the door to do the podcast, have a little privacy, have a little quiet.
Privacy.
Just full explanation. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Generally at 9 o'clock in the morning, our office door is open and we field questions, solve problems, hear the news of the day. And so while we're doing the podcast today, doors open, and let's see what happens.
We'll see who comes in.
Yeah, I mean, 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, on the weekends, I have a family rule where no one talks to me until 10 o'clock in the morning. I try not
that's
to speak
a good rule.
Before.
That sounds really lovely.
I need a little time to get up and running, Mary.
Sure, I get it.
All right, let's talk about your personal friend, Mary, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. I adore Tom Hanks.
You have adored him for a long time.
I've adored him for a long time.
From the David Letterman show.
I've worked with him for a long time. When I worked with David Letterman, I would produce his segments, and he was instrumental in helping us get this show launched. The stations knew Ellen was funny way back as we were beginning the show. They didn't know if Ellen could do an interview.
Did they know she was gay?
They knew she was gay. Not crazy about that fact. They were trying to find ways to overlook that fact. So we invited a number of celebrities to Ellen's home, where Ellen interviewed them at her home. And Tom Hanks was one of those people. And he's been a friend to our show. He named our riffraff room. He's been a key person in our time here. And
he's a genuinely nice guy.
Genuinely nice guy.
But I have to say, there are so many of these showbiz people who've been around a while, and they see Mary, and they put it together, Letterman, and they light up for her.
Yeah.
They like her.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
They see me on their way out.
And they say,
never remember me again.
That's not true.
They hand Ed their valet ticket.
That's
and they
true.
Go,
But anyway, so Tom was here.
Tom was here talking about his new movie, which I really liked.
In which he plays
it.
Mr. Rogers.
He plays me. You
so
haven't
good.
Seen it?
It
no.
It's really good.
Now, you'll love it.
I love the documentary.
It'll make you happy.
I haven't seen the documentary. I was not a viewer of his TV show, of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I did not watch the show. It's either my age or whatever. It didn't match up that I watched that show. I knew a little bit about it, but I had no idea what the movie was about, and I was really surprised.
Oh, I can't wait
pleasantly
to watch it.
Pleasantly surprised.
He's just a great guy and a great guest.
Yeah. Well, Tom Hanks is a huge fan of Game of Games.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And
that was cool to know.
He thinks it's hilarious, the crazy things, Kevin, that you think to do in Game of Games. And then he said one of my favorite lines
real nice.
Ever.
So funny.
He said, who are your writers for that? Toddlers?
Toddlers? Yeah. Basically.
Right? Isn't that what he said?
That was funny.
It was funny.
It made me laugh so hard. And I thought that was such a gigantic compliment to you
and
the writers of Game of Games.
And my maturity level.
Well, but that's what you set out to just a big, fun, funny game.
It was so hilarious.
Yeah.
Aren't we glad that Ellen has another TV show on because she doesn't work enough. She doesn't work enough. She doesn't have enough jobs. I have seen an episode of Game of Games, and I have never seen anybody be dropped into that big a vat of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
As you did to somebody.
Yes.
The logistics of that have got to be insane.
Yeah, it's a big set. This season, this new season, is bigger. We had to use the biggest soundstage on this lot in order to get the games in.
To spin two people around to the point of nausea.
Yep.
And risk physical injury.
Right.
Everybody like almost drown in that vat of macaroni and cheese?
We pull them out pretty quickly.
Do you have lifeguards on standing by with special vests?
Well, they're not really lifeguards, but yes, we have people to pull them out. And so it's not always macaroni and cheese. Sometimes it's pea soup. There's different things we drop them into.
Who writes your show? Toddlers?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
And here he made a little error. He's the type of guy who's willing to admit when he's made a mistake.
Especially when it makes a good talk show story.
And this was a bad, this was a personally bad mistake that he made, and here he is talking about it.
I saw your son jumped off a cliff.
Okay, yeah.
How high was that? Because that...
I'm no judge of height. I'm going to say it's 6 miles high. this is him. He marched up. He swam to shore, climbed up on beach, walked all the way up to the top of this mountain, and he wasn't waiting more than 3 seconds before
Look at
he
this.
Did this.
I mean, I cannot believe
this
he did
him.
This.
That was him. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 seconds of hang time. That's the type of fall that will rip a watch off your wrist.
Is he usually a daredevil like that?
He is. He rides motorcycles. And
yeah.
When he turned, I think, 21, he wanted to go. I said, what would you like for your birthday? He said, I want to go skydiving. So we.
Is that how he talks?
We went. after he ponders things. So we went tandem skydiving. Tandem, so you're attached to somebody who knows what they're doing.
Right.
You free fall, and as you're free falling, your face goes like this.
Yeah.
As you go, because you're traveling like at 250 miles an hour.
Right.
And then she popped the chute, and we stopped. And she was doing this thing of swinging us around, steering us around.
Oh, wow.
And I had a huge breakfast burrito before the plane went off. And so I begged her. I'm just, I was like a rag doll hanging from this harness. Like, please stop. Please stop. And we landed on this grat strip, and all I could do was sit on my rump. And I just had to sit there for about 7 minutes waiting for my stomach to calm down while other people were coming down and landing.
Well, I have to say, maybe having a huge breakfast burrito before you're going to jump out of
bad
a plane.
Bad call.
Bad.
Bad call.
Yes. Had I been with you, I would have said, don't eat the whole thing.
It was a damn good burrito.
Oh, I'm sure.
Though.
I'm
it
sure.
It was really good.
All right.
Well, I would say,
yeah,
in line with not eating a breakfast burrito before skydiving,
yeah,
don't eat a breakfast burrito before surfing.
Yeah. Oh, a little something Ed learned.
It's not something you should do. Doesn't feel great.
It doesn't feel great.
Now, you know, the water's a little bumpy. You're
on the
board.
Here's my question, because you're a big exerciser. Do you have coffee before you exercise?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Four Sigmatic is a natural superfood company that specializes in mushroom-based drinks that benefit our immunity, energy, and longevity and help us live healthier, more enhanced lives. Four Sigmatic makes a wide variety of blends, including mushroom coffee, mushroom elixirs, hot cacaos, matcha, superfood blends, and more. They believe in the real magic of functional mushrooms to enhance your well-being. They make drinking mushrooms and superfoods delicious and easy to do with their single-serve packets, tins for at-home use, and K-cup coffee pods. Four Sigmatic's aim is to popularize functional mushrooms and adaptogens by incorporating them in mainstream products like coffee, tea, and cacao. Best of all, their products are super easy to use. Just tear and mix with hot water. They're great for travel or when you are on the go. You can also put them on ice and enjoy them iced during the summer. You can get 15% off your Four Sigmatic purchase by going to foursigmatic.com/Ellen and using the code Ellen at checkout. That's foursigmatic.com/Ellen and use code Ellen at checkout.
Carly Lopez, do you have a question?
I can't move. I'm getting
up,
so
Carly?
Dependent.
Guys, come on in.
Carly, come on in. Have a seat.
This is how it works.
Okay, the open door policy.
Carly Lopez,
the open door policy.
Producers.
Oh, my God. What is happening right now?
Okay.
Am I on the podcast?
You're on the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. Hello.
It's like cash at your door, but you win nothing.
You guys, I am very red right now.
You are.
You're red. You're famous.
All right. Now, here's the good news. You ask us whatever question you have to ask, and then if it's not suitable for the podcast, we cut it.
Well, yeah. I actually had a question about Ellen's Greatest Night of Giveaways, but I don't think I can ask it on the podcast because it's a bit confidential.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So
let's leave that part in.
Okay.
Leave that part in. And now we're going to cut out the question. So ask us the question.
And then we'll decide after if it's really personal.
Okay, great.
All right,
okay,
so back in.
Back in. That is such a great idea.
Back in.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
That's unbelievable.
That is fantastic.
That's personal. That was real personal.
You're really much more prolific when you do the podcast.
I'm happy to know that.
And look for it. Look for that on a future show.
Yeah.
It's on eggnog.
Eggnog.
Can we talk about eggnog for a second because it's about to air and it's Ellen's greatest night of giveaways.
Yeah, we all call it eggnog, but for the people listening,
yes,
Ellen's greatest night of giveaways.
It, and if you, write it out, you'll see that the
Ellen's greatest night of giveaways.
It's like
eggnog.
A
and so when
miracle.
When we've been watching cuts of it, and I'll say, in my house, Lori, do you want to watch an episode of eggnog? She goes, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
because I just assume everyone knows what eggnog is.
I know, me too.
But it's Ellen's greatest night of giveaways.
Right.
The exact air date is
10, 11,
Tuesday,
and 12. December 10,
December
11, 10, and 12.
11. And 12.
You could say next Tuesday.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. And it's
on
three
NBC.
Nights.
Fun for the whole family.
Three nights of really feeling good television.
Yep.
Funny and touching.
Yeah. Funny and touching.
And
emotional and giving to deserving people. And
Carly Lopez, who stumbled in here to ask us a question,
always
no
stumbles
we
because
the
of
podcast.
The drinking.
Literally ruined the podcast.
I'm so sorry. I'm very...
Carly, where are you from originally?
Carly's from Seattle, Washington.
Where I spent Thanksgiving. We had a little nice talk about Seattle.
And she went to one of those fancy colleges. What are they called, those colleges?
The Claremont Colleges.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Those are the good ones.
Smarty pants.
Environmental studies major.
But what I was going to say is Carly is incredible at finding and interacting with people who watch The Ellen Show, who are in their own way, in their day in and day out life, really truly inspiring.
That's exactly true.
She's phenomenal at it. And if you ever wonder where we find those people, there's a fairly good chance Carly's the one who found them.
Yep. Now, Carly, I believe I still remember your interview here for a job.
I remember it.
I believe you had spent time in Botswana. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's right. Yep. And I remember that's what the majority of the interview was talking to you about your time in Botswana. And I tell people when they ask me about how to get a job, I say, put something on your resume that people can just have an interesting conversation about. And I often refer to your resume and that you look down at a resume and you go, wow, Botswana. I didn't think I'd be talking about Botswana today. And now suddenly I have lots of questions about Botswana.
I believe if Carly was not doing this for a living, she would be helping people in need or animals or something like that.
I agree.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Goodbye, Carly.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye, Carly.
Bye, Carly.
Thank you. Good job today.
All right.
Thank you for visiting.
So you had asked about exercising and coffee. I think it's great to drink a little coffee before you exercise.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Tom Hanks. Oh.
Oh, look at this. Come on in.
New at the door.
Come on in.
Someone Big Dave McGuire.
Dave McGuire. Dave McGuire's been on here.
Yeah.
But to remind you, he is the executive, senior vice executive president, Warner Brothers, and he acts as the liaison between our show and the big Warner Brothers AT&T muck.
And I got to tell you, Dave is ready to handle any crisis or emergency that occurs after 9:35.
Well, he's an executive.
Yeah. He's got to get his yogurt.
He starts his day with Dave, never gets here a
he second
needs a little
later.
From creation.
Again, but the thing is, here's the thing. When you're an executive, you start your day probably with 10, 12 conference calls around the world.
It's very rainy outside. Yeah. You got to get out your cashmere sweaters. You got to pick which one you want to wear.
People don't understand the life of an executive.
Not helping yourself, Dave. So twice I've tried to ask this question, and we've been interrupted by people at the door. Tom Hanks, two-time Academy Award winner, big-time actor, amazing guy, goes skydiving. Anybody else here in the room, show of hands, has anyone gone skydiving?
I have not. I thought you were going to say yes. No. Honestly happened.
I really wanted
to do it. And then for whatever reason, once I had kids, I thought, well, it's not just me anymore.
Yeah, so selfless.
But it's so safe. Will Smith is doing it.
Yeah, no. When I think of getting thrown out of an airplane.
Yeah.
I think it's safe.
Safe.
No, but I'm saying you very rarely hear of problems.
Your wife keeps texting me and asking us to do it as an average Andy.
Please throw Andy out of a plane.
Yeah, she wants you.
Every day, you're insured, right?
Isn't that how the $6 million man became bionic? Wasn't it a skydiving thing?
Lori goes, it's safe.
Or no, that was a bionic woman.
She goes, it's safe enough. Lori thinks it's safe enough.
She says.
I have not gone skydiving. There was a time in my life where I thought I wanted to, and then when I actually thought about being in a plane and jumping out, I thought, I was raised smarter than that.
Yeah, exactly. I just because I think it's important every once in a while to bring some deep sadness to the podcast.
Oh. Wow.
I grew up in the city of Philadelphia.
Sure.
And in Philadelphia, when I was a kid, there was basically one station in the city, one television station that people watched from sign on to sign off. And it was the ABC affiliate, Channel 6.
There was a radio?
And they had a weatherman whose name was Jim O'Brien.
This isn't going to
end well. Jim O'Brien was as popular a figure in Philadelphia as you could possibly be.
Man, don't get
massively
too attached
popular,
to Jim.
Fun, funny. When I was like a senior, and he was kind of one of the reasons that I wanted to get into television.
You wanted to be a weatherman?
I never got to meet him. And he hosted a primetime access show on Friday nights from the city of Philadelphia, a local access show that was called Primetime. And he, for a shoot for that show, went skydiving.
Oh, well, that's a nice story.
And he was not available to host the show any longer.
No.
Oh,
that.
No.
Yeah, yeah, like died. And the entire city mourned this guy for weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you're a celebrity and you think, oh, well, I'm not in a project right now that forbids me from going skydiving, still maybe don't go.
No way.
Don't do it. Next
Interesting.
Topic.
Next topic.
The plastic.
And does anyone have anything sadder to talk about? Well, here's what I know that we are now dedicating today's podcast
to Jim O'Brien.
To the memory
of
Jim O'Brien.
Yeah. He was an amazing guy, truly. Now, can we talk about Dakota Johnson, please?
Okay. Can we talk about
this
anything
is what
else?
We have
Literally
to talk
anything.
About. I'm just going to start by saying, I freaking adore Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. We all do.
I just love her.
We all
She's
do.
She's so, like, sweet and sometimes awkward in the chair and also, like, fun and in her own
And has
timid,
been awkward
and
in her
own
same
and
energy
in her own,
every time she's been here.
And in her own, like, timid way. Also completely unafraid of Ellen or anyone.
Oh, I
it's
think
fantastic.
She I think she is
She's one of my favorite people on the
show. Entirely self-aware of how she's presenting herself and how she's coming across, and she does it in her own timetable, in her own way, and everyone else be damned.
And because it's so interesting, Ellen loves it.
So she comes on the show.
They're friends. They
totally friends.
They're friends. Yes. They like each other on camera, they're friends off camera.
She comes on the show, she tapes an interview. It airs.
Yep.
We do our normal business.
We go off on
while
a Thanksgiving
the interview
break.
Is happening, which what we do during. You should know that during shows we're all wearing headsets, and Ed and I are deciding sometimes. Oh, we can edit that out, or that felt weird, or just because we know we're going to be a few minutes heavy.
Right.
So we pick as it's happening. Not one person, you should just know, thought, oh, this is weird. This is awkward. We were like, oh my God, this is Ellen and Dakota's friendship.
So
it's hilarious.
This is
what
and
happens,
by the way,
Kevin?
And by the way, it's a dynamic we've done with tens of other guests.
Right.
Ellen goes, so how was your birthday? Oh, great, I had a party. Ellen invariably says, oh, thanks for the invite.
But the big point is, we thought it was business as usual. Nothing. Never thought twice.
There was
nothing. What
and
happens
then
this weekend?
Somehow they make it into like the most clickbaitable news story to come across our Google alerts in months.
We all have Ellen DeGeneres
Ellen
Googled.
Ellen DeGeneres, shockingly awkward interview with Dakota.
So then I'm hearing from friends too going, Dakota and Ellen, WTF. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Everyone was away on their Thanksgiving break.
Right. It was over Thanksgiving.
We were
That's
all
right.
away on Thanksgiving. And I think it was just one of those things that over Thanksgiving people.
Well, also just... the caption for the clip that we posted was Dakota Johnson's favorite comedian isn't Ellen.
Right.
So,
right.
I wouldn't say that helped.
No, we might have been
but
complicit.
It was all a joke. Like, it's so crazy that people thought it
but
was
like,
serious.
And serious, and also that, like, we tape our show. If Ellen thought it was going to make Dakota look bad or weird or awkward in any way, or herself, she would say, maybe we lose that area.
Right.
Well, it was awkward.
So,
but
not
but
in
Ellen
a bad way.
But Ellen loved it. They loved it.
Comedically awkward.
Yes.
Right.
So Dakota came on to talk about her birthday party and say that her favorite comedian performed at her birthday party, and that favorite comedian was Tig Notaro. Well, Ellen's favorite comedian is Tig Notaro.
Right.
Tig Notaro performed at Ellen's birthday party.
And then Ellen often doesn't go to social things because she's up in Montecito or right. she's up in wherever. And it's like, oh my God, the way that blew up as a story. And I was like, I don't even know what the response is. Like, there's nothing to say. Like, people are missing it. But it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And now the Google alerts, Kevin, are Ellen DeGeneres Dakota interview has gone viral. Like, now it's about how big a story. Oh my God, it's so bizarre.
So here's a little bit of that exchange.
It's good to see you. Happy belated birthday. When was your birthday?
It was October 4th.
October 4th. You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like?
Yeah. But I did invite you and you didn't come. So
this time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody. Ask Jonathan, your producer. Who okay. said you were?
I yeah, was invited. Right. Why didn't I go?
I don't know.
Was it
you're out of town.
Oh yeah, I had that thing. It was probably in Malibu. That's too far for me to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. No, I think I do remember I was invited. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, but I really didn't remember that until just now. But Tig Notaro performed at your party?
She did.
She did a set?
She did. It was a surprise.
What did she do?
A bunch of funny stuff.
She's hilarious.
She's my favorite comedian. Yeah. Other than you. I'm sorry.
No. I was just talking to my favorite actress the other day, Jen Aniston, and
she's my favorite actress too.
No, Tig is hilarious. So you saw her first at my birthday party, so I feel like I introduced her to you.
Yes. Well, yeah. I heard about because I had left your birthday party before that happened.
Oh, why?
Gosh, this isn't going well.
No!
I was out of town. I had to go out of town.
Wow, that was awkward.
We should have cut that out.
Oh, God, why didn't we edit that out? All right, anyway, Kevin,
so
that was it.
So bizarre.
Kevin, tell us a story about Victoria Beckham, please.
Oh, I knew you were going to come to meet Spice Girls, right?
Yeah, well, Spice Girls, and you also have the poster of David Beckham in your office.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh, I love when she is here.
And, you do love her.
I do love her. How can you not?
Yep.
I just need the reunion to happen.
Yeah.
The world
really?
Tour. Yes.
Will you attend?
Of course.
1,000%. He doesn't understand. It bothers him that they all did it and Victoria didn't. So to him, it wasn't a real reunion until
exactly.
Victoria's part of it. It's like...
Did you ever see the Spice Girls in concert when they were together before?
No, I did not.
But he had all the videos.
And it's a
regret?
Concert
videos.
It's a regret. And I actually fell in love with them more once I got together with Chris.
Really?
He has
Chris
seen
a fan?
Them.
Has Chris has
Chris
seen
has
them?
Chris has seen them and plays their
it's
music
so funny.
On Alexa a lot.
But here's what's funny. Is like I thought I only knew one or two songs.
Oh, no.
But then it got on a playlist at our house and I was like, oh my God, they have a lot of fun,
like,
happy songs.
Yes, they're like Ace of Base. You're like, oh, this is them? I know this
yeah.
song. Like they're just in your head for some reason.
Yeah,
anyway, since she's a Spice Girl, we had to ask her some very spicy,
spicy.
Questions.
Yeah.
Very spicy.
Here we go.
And here's what happened.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
David Beckham.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic
I
that
know.
You married your first crush.
See, you've got it's about creative visualization.
Oh, I agree. But you didn't have a crush before him?
I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't.
That's amazing. What do you do that embarrasses your kids?
Exist.
Yeah. That's every parent's answer. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
My husband. Oh, my husband. Oh, my husband.
Okay.
All right. It's quite complicated, this. You got to answer before the...
No, you answer and then hit that. That's fine. It's right. Like I said, there's no reason. It's just that we like to confuse people and then scold them when they're wrong. What do you do, what do you sleep in at night?
Heels.
That is so not true.
I love the idea of it, though.
Okay, all right. What's the strangest thing you're afraid of?
Space. As in space.
You don't want to go into space?
No, I don't. I'm terrified of space.
But, well, you're not going to go into space.
But you said what was the silly...
No, I know. So, like, your fear is, like, if someone says you're going to go to the moon?
I would be really scared. Yeah, I'm just scared of space.
But what about when you fly in a plane to, like, come here?
Yeah, but I'm flying in... I'm not going through space, so I'm all good.
Well, when you go to the moon, you're also encapsulated in something. So you're never going to just be in space.
True. But I'd still be terrified.
What is a fashion trend you don't understand?
Crop tops.
Is that a new trend?
I'm noticing a lot of people wearing a lot of crop tops.
They should.
Yeah. Actually, you know that other thing, when they wear their jacket down and just resting on the back of their arms? Do you know what I mean?
I've seen someone recently do that.
We all do it.
Yeah. Both are, but sometimes just one and sometimes both, and you're like, just wear the jacket or not.
Totally.
Yes, I know.
So neither of us will be wearing crop tops or
a jacket. That. Yeah, otherwise it's like this. Like, why?
Because they want to look like they're not trying, but they've tried. They're
trying too hard to look like they're not trying.
There you go.
Yes.
Mary, tell us a quick story before we have to go about Macy Hensley.
Macy Hensley, I love so much. She's from Council Grove, Kansas.
I fully believe she's going to be the president one day.
Me too.
I do too. Yeah. And she does.
She believes she's going to be president.
Which is the best part.
And out of no other intention or motivation than to be of service to America.
She wants to make things better.
Yes.
I love that.
And she wants to make people kinder, and she wants to make things better. She's done our show maybe for the last 4 years, 5 years. She started as a young presidential expert for us. And we all just fell in love with her. And she just sits and talks with Ellen in a way that is absolutely fantastic, knows incredible fun facts about presidents we have all long since forgotten about. And we sent her to the last Democratic presidential debate. And she got to talk to real deal presidential candidates.
Pretty much every candidate.
And here's a little clip.
Here's a listen.
Here's a listen to Macy.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
too. I've heard so much about you.
Looks pretty cool.
Looks pretty cool, doesn't it? Do you want to try standing up at one of those podiums?
Sure.
Want to see how it feels?
Macy Hensley, come on out to the stage. Woo! Here we go, Macy. As President of the United States, what would your platform be?
Well, definitely, my mom's a teacher. Get teachers' pay raise. We need to help our farmers and, of course, make America kinder.
Macy Hensley, everyone. Great job.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what do you do to prepare for the debate?
I eat lots of cookies.
Well, here, would you like one?
Oh, yes, actually. These are my favorite chocolate chip. Thank you.
Good. I know a bunch of president facts. Uh-huh. And James Madison was the shortest president.
Oh.
So if you become president, you might be the shortest president.
How tall was he? And did he wear heels?
Is it true that you have four names?
That is true, yeah.
Now, do you know the only other president to have four names?
Ooh. No, wait. George Herbert Walker Bush,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So if you win, you'd be the youngest president. So do you have any advice for me?
Well, you seem like you're way ahead of me. Definitely where I was at your age. So maybe I should be asking you for advice. You got anything I should think about?
Just follow your dreams. How about that?
That's good advice.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Very nice meeting you. Take care.
Excuse me. So who came up with your Yang Gang?
It was the Yang Gang itself. And then it just caught on.
I just want to give him a hug if I can.
Yeah.
Oh, he's being kind to me. Oh.
What would be the first thing you guys would do if you moved into the White House?
Well, if I'm president, one of the things I'm going to do is invite him over for dinner.
You're not married, are you?
I am not married.
All right, so do you think that you're going to be a bachelor like James Buchanan? Or are you going to get married in the White House like Grover Cleveland?
I think that's a smarter question to ask my girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh, my girlfriend, Rosario.
Yes, yeah, sure.
The star power in this interview just went up.
So do you think he'll end up being a bachelor? bachelor like James Buchanan, or we get married in the White House like Grover Cleveland.
I think the question really needs to come from him.
Oh, I see. Wow. I see.
I'm a little old-fashioned on that one.
Can you help me negotiate something here?
I feel like we're going to make major world news right now.
Yeah. Thanks, Ellen, for sending me here. I had so much fun here in Atlanta doing the Democratic debate.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for sending Macy here. She's awesome.
All right, now I would just say to you, it's fun to listen to that. It's more fun to watch it.
Yeah, it's so really fun to watch because you gotta see her whole look, and
if
when
it's
you
not
do,
on your DVR, it's because you're totally mismanaging the way that you save your episodes of Ellen on your DVR. I like to scold the listeners once in a while.
Life at home with Ed. Kev, can we just have a quick insight? We're counting down to your nuptials.
Oh, yeah, we are.
You're getting married soon.
Very soon.
How's it going?
A week from today, I'll be 3 days away from getting married. So I'm 10 days
wow.
away.
10 days.
At least you're not counting.
Can we just say that?
Exactly.
And I know you're doing it to be healthy, but it's also for the wedding pictures. You look fantastic. And
thanks,
it hasn't
Andy.
Been that long that he like.
That's what diet pills will do, Andy.
He has been
I don't know why
I
you're
need
lying.
Those.
It's been months.
But it was like two months ago where you go, I'm really trying. And you look unbelievable.
Well, thanks.
What
buddy
is it?
Boy.
Is it keto?
It's diet pills.
And in addition to that.
I don't know why
that.
You're doing that slow walking on the treadmill.
Wait, is it keto too?
No.
No.
Done just, with the keto.
Just done with the keto.
Just suppressing your appetite.
I haven't seen
it. I love you so much.
I haven't seen a single-use plastic container filled with bacon in weeks.
I love that you're doing that.
I switched to my double gulp.
Kevin is doing his
things
bit
aren't great right
to
now.
Warm up this
oh
planet.
Oh, my God. I love him. I love him.
Well, I think you really brought it, Dave, so thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So anyway, we love you, Kevin. We're glad you're getting
thank
married.
You so
now,
very,
I just want to say,
excited.
Today is the day.
What's
today
the day?
Is the day. If you watch The Ellen Show, every day there's a different way to win giveaways.
Yes. Yes.
Today is the day you win by listening to this podcast, and I'm just going to give you a hint.
Okay.
And if you take this hint and you go to EllenTube, maybe magical things will happen. And that hint is People's Choice Award-winning podcast. That's
yep.
it.
That's all we can say. People's and, Choice Award-winning podcast.
And based on the amount of listeners, you literally have a 1-in-8 chance of
yes.
winning.
Yeah. Wow. You don't have a better...
Porsche
Porsche's
probably going
to
win.
Porsche
may win.
I got to say, Porsche, I'm really sorry to say this to you, but I don't know that you are eligible to win the giveaways.
Her last name's DeRossi.
That's true, but if you look at the fine print in the contract, it's
right.
family
Eddie
and Mayer. Friends.
Oh, shoot.
Listen, I'm so glad we had this time together. Subscribe today to wherever you listen to your podcasts or listen to our podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple,
I
on think... your Apple podcast app, on the Spotify.
Have you
on,
had your coffee today?
On,
it's right there in front of me.
I know, it's okay. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Thanks, everybody.
So much fun. Ellen fun.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.